بحيث لن قسم تنسى.
Asking to speak something about how everything is going on. So, before I thank everybody, one of my dear godbrothers was asked to glorify my Guru Maharaj the other day. Unfortunately, he wasn't quite prepared, and there were some things that I was hoping he would mention that he didn't get to. So, begging the blessings of Srila Gurudev, I'd like to speak 1 or 2 minutes just on how this has all come about, how so many devotees are standing or sitting here listening to Srila Gurudev's wonderful lectures. So this all actually began, of course, with all previous acharyas. But in the West here, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to all of us, he preached the whole world. Over 12 years, he traversed the world 14 times and established 108 temples. So the question arose, Srila Gurudev asked the other day, why has he done so? So of course we all know that he has done so to establish the root of Vaishnava philosophy throughout the entire world. Of course it is established within Bharatbhumi, but within the whole world, Western cultures, Eastern cultures, this Vaishnava philosophy was barely even heard of before, until Srila Prabhupada and some of his previous godbrothers had ventured to the West. Srila Prabhupada had achieved monstrous success, establishing what he called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So his purpose was to lay down the foundations of a great house within which all the world could live. What is that world? That world is the association of all Vaishnava devotees, that we could all come together and live under the one roof. That roof was our Vaishnava Sampradaya. Unfortunately, as time went by, as our Srila Prabhupada predicted, due to our lack of knowledge and our lack of establishment within the culture of Vaishnavism, we had some difficulty with our Anarishkan movement. No harm and no criticism. Just as years went by, somehow or other we forgot the very principle that Prabhupada came and gave us, this Sadhu Sangha. Prabhupada came and Prabhupada gave us his Sangha, even though I wasn't fortunate enough to be in Srila Prabhupada's association. But somehow or other our society forgot that very important principle. They thought that when Prabhupada had left, that all he has given us everything. So no need for any Sadhu Sangha. Unfortunately, this caused the without being rude, the watering down of our ISKCON society. And unfortunately, as years went by, this became more and more apparent. Then from within the depth of that ISKCON movement rose a great Vaishnava acharya. His name was Srila Gaura Vindaswamy. So We heard some of his glories the other day. But what we don't realize is the great connection between A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and our beloved Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. The purpose that Srila Prabhupada came was to lay a foundation and to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. My beloved Guru Maharaj, Mr. Leela Pradishtam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parabhadikachara, Srila Gaura Govinda Swami, told me once, the reason I'm travelling all over the world is to bring them back to Prabhupada. Those that have left Srila Prabhupada's movement due to weakness or due to lack of association, whatever. And he said, due to the fact that they weren't taking Sadhu Sangha. And he preached this so heavily to us, so heavily, that all we heard was Sadhu Sangha. Guru Tatra, Jiva Tatra, and the funny thing is, he used to say to us, you should scrutinize Guru very carefully. So for the last 7 days, we've been sitting here scrutinizing, is this personality before us really a guru? Is he really qualified to deliver us from the cycle of birth and death? Can he really give us what Shastra is telling us can be given by a real study Guru Vaishnava? So then my Guru Maharaj said to us in class, he was sitting, many days he'd been speaking with Guru Tatra, and he said, we should scrutinize Guru very carefully. Then at the end of the class he said, because Baba, Guru will scrutinize you. So then he spoke on Shishya Tatra. What is the qualification of the disciple? So perhaps for the last 7 days, we've been sitting here scrutinizing whether our Gurudev is very qualified. But we should also understand that he's been looking deep into our all hearts. We may be at the back, maybe somewhere else, maybe we're cooking, doing something we can't even be in the class. But Gurudev is looking at us all, our real savour, what we're doing. And he's offering that to Krishna for us. Because our ability is very diminished. We're so fallen, at least for myself, I'm so fallen. I'm standing before all my senior god brothers and sisters here, and I'm the lowest one. Somehow or other I've been asked to speak this thing. So, what was the reason that Srila Gaura Govinda Swami came? He came to re-establish the principle of Sadhu Sangha within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement and to open the door for all Vaishnavas within that movement and throughout the world who had misconceptions of what is a sadhu. And what that door opened was a doorway through which we could all receive the Holy Association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Peace. Haribol. This you won't find in Shastra. This is my speculation. So please forgive me for any fault. But I've seen as years went by, some people were saying, oh, your Gurudev left untimely. I don't believe that was so. I think he had finished his wonderful savour to Srila Prabhupada and to his beloved associate Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Some say that our beloved Gurudev never met my Guru Maharaj. I don't believe it. Even if they never physically met, I know, even if they didn't, some say, I don't care. Because sadhus can do anything. And if they want to meet together, they can meet lifetime after lifetime. What to speak in the holy land of Vrindavan and in Golok Vrindavan, where they are performing their wonderful pastimes to Radha and Krishna. But yes, I know they did meet. And many, there are some devotees here who are actually with Gurudev, including Ron Maharaj and Madhava Maharaj, when they met. But we won't get into that. Because the reason he came was to open the doorway into ISKCON so that our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, could bring all of those devotees there and all of those devotees outside back into the real ISKCON, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And what is the proof of that? That sitting before us today, we have disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. We have disciples of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. We have disciples of Srila Gaura Govinda Swami. We have disciples of whoever missed. Other disciples. Bhaktivedanta Vaman Maharaj. Any other Bhakti Vaidhava Ranya Maharaj, Premananda Prabhu's guru. And so many other sadhu sanghas are there. So this is the real international society for Krishna consciousness. So the international not only means throughout the world, but it also means throughout the Vaishnava world. That Srila Gurudev has taught us how to do sadhu sangha, how to honour all Vaishnavas, how to honour all gurus. And on his wonderful Vrindavan Parakram, he also gets so many other Vaishnavas to speak. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, Sanyas Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj,
Bharati Maharaj, Vaishnav Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, also on the thousands.
So is this the International Society for Krishna Consciousness or not? So now we get to the third point. What is the purpose of our Gurudev coming? So our Gurudev has come to help Srila Prabhupada finish his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. He's come to help Srila Gauranga Vindaswami to re-establish those principles that he established of Sadhu Sangha. And he has come to give us the highest thing, which is that prema dana. That understanding, because one thing that Srila Prabhupada stressed was he can't so many rounds to do that thing. And over years, we thought that that was the highest thing. And Gurudev came and said, no, actually that is minimum. It's not the lowest thing, but it's minimum. Highest thing, he's come to establish what is our goal from all of this, these years that we've been practicing Krishna consciousness. Some of us haven't had that goal. So Srila Gurudev has come to establish the goal of Krishna consciousness, which is to re-establish the relationship we have through Srimati Radhika and through Krishna, through the via medium of sadhu. And so many wonderful sadhu Vaishnavas are coming with Srila Gurudev. And now I've come to the point of thanks. I'd like to thank on behalf of all of you here tonight our beloved Srila Gurudev, who is 81, 82 years old. He's travelling all over the world. He's taking on so much strain on what appears to be strain to come and give us this message. So we are so very fortunate that these sadhus take on this great pressure. My Guru Maharaj used to say, I am expelling so much spiritual blood for you. So also our beloved Srila Gurudev is expressing so much spiritual blood for us. So we owe him our life. And if we can somehow give our life to him, then our life will be perfect, and his mission is already perfect, and it will be even more perfect. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, Ki Jai. But then again, with him, he is bringing so many of his senior devotees coming to preach to us. Ishamarani Bidhi, Madhava Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Asa Maharaj, Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, Krishna Dhyana Prabhu, Rajana Prabhu, Pundarik Prabhu, and not to forget
Vrindavan
Vilasini, and not to forget those devotees who are serving in the background.
Jagannath Prabhu, very big teacher, Jagannath Prabhu.
Jagannath Prabhu. And also Tungavid Vidyadiri and Vrindadiri, who show us how to serve. So
so high.
Okay. Very wonderful associates. But then again, also there are those devotees who have helped us in this area here to bring this festival to you and to invite you all here and to invite Srila Gurudev here. And my special thanks go to Premananda Brahmachari, who for 5-6 years worked very hard. Also, dear Krishna Das Brahmachari. Dear Krishna Das Brahmachari is, although ill of health, he distributes books all the time.
Why not Radhanath Brahmachari?
Radha Nath Prabhu is also, Radha Nath Prabhu is also come. And just to Dennis Prabhu, yes, I mentioned. Huh?
You already mentioned.
And my special thanks go to probably the most inspirational devotees here in our association that we all take a lot of shelter from, although they don't realise it, is Devananda Prabhu, Surati Devi, and Kanupriya Devi. And also Bhajanath Prabhu and his wife and daughters. Also, Radha Damodar Prabhu. And also Paramananda Puri Prabhu and Prajakishori Devi. We shouldn't forget the ladies who are helping us so much. And also my wife, Radha Devi. And Lila Sukh Prabhu. And actually, all others who are helping us. All devotees who have worked so hard in the kitchen. And also, all of the devotees here present now who have come to hear this Harikatha and make this festival the most successful ever. Jai Gaura Premanandi Haribol.
And Dinavanna Prabhu and his family, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I'm very pleased that this festival is well organized. No complaint from anywhere. Prasadam very safe, very delicious. Our classes also full. You should know one thing, that first ISKCON was established by Chaturmukha Brahma, our first guru. He is the founder, Acharya of ISKCON. And he disciples Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Sanat Kumar, Kaur and Narad. They are ISKCON really. They are teachers. And after that, Oshomi. Especially in Kali Yuga, Madhvacharya Ramanuj Vishnu Swami Nimbadi. And in this line, Madhavendra Puri is the root. See, especially in Kali Yuga. And there his disciple Ishwar Puri Pad. And then Nityananda Prabhu. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Ishwar Puri Pad. And then Sarup Samudar. All these are all ideal ISKCON. You should always know. After that, in that line, Siddha Bhakti Janot Thakur. Siddha Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sarpati Goswami. Really? They are ISKCON. For this, the president now was Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Sarpati Goswami Thakur. He sent one arm. Through whom? Siddha Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And then he translated that his own name or what? In English. Only name he has kept in English. He is not founder Acharya of his own. Founder Acharya who? Or from originally from Brahma. It was established really by Krishna. So you are all ISKCON, don't think that we are not. You are real ISKCON. I am ISKCON. I am not different from ISKCON. I am Bhakti Vedanta. You know? Myself Bhakti. And Swami Srivaj Bhat. So real successor I am of Bhakti Vedanta. No one is another. So you should know this very openly. Like father, like son. So I am Bhakti Vedanta. And he was Bhakti Vedanta. Perhaps he was junior in this name. I am senior to Oh, from me. By my request. He was ready to take Sannyas and Guru Maharaj gave. And I was what? Like Purohit. Priest. Fire sacrifice. Done everything else. So in this way, in Sannyas he is junior to me. I am senior to him. But he is my Guru. Shiksha Guru. I am his disciple. So I am Bhakti Vedanta. So I am his own also. Don't think that I am out of his time. Those who accept this disciplic line, they are all. Prapujya Charan, Srimad Bhakti, Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, all, they were ISKCON. You know that Bhaktivedanta Swami has accepted that Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj was my Shiksha Guru. Anywhere. So, all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, they are ISKCON, not those who have false ego that we are ISKCON, all others are not ISKCON, or they are going back very easily. They are really not ISKCON if they are not accepting our all gurus and not ISKCON. So you should always respect all who have taken shelter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether they are initiated or not. Give them proper. This is the idea of a real ISKCON. This should be. You should see that he is disciple of others, not from my Gurudev. Don't be like a box, sectarian by you. Be open. Give respect to all. Those who are chanting name, Hare Krishna, accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda to all. Guru line, all this. I come to tell you all these things. I'm happy that all the devotees here, local devotees and all are coming. Some sectarians, they don't know all these things. They may be error. So any Vaishnav having these ideas, you should honor them that they are in Mahaprabhu family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. Always respect. Also, don't quarrel. Like now, some devotees are quarreling themselves. Don't quarrel. If you are giving respect to each other, sometimes, always, in Krishna festival, sometimes, Mahaprabhu birthday here and there, you should invite all and give classes each other. Remember our the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, and try to talk. If you are doing so, you will not fall down. Otherwise you will not fall down. I told so many things in only 7 days. I want to tell something more. I want that, like Bajar in America, they have started a school for children of devotees. Why not? I want that here also, the children should be educated in Vaishnava from beginning. Like in Bajar, very good school is running there. No harm if no qualified teacher. But I know that some teachers may be more qualified than authorized, the government. You should start. We will also help. I think that board here, make a board for all. My Prabhu, Vrijvalla Prabhu, Dinbandhu Prabhu, all senior devotees, they are very qualified. My daughters are also so much qualified to make a school also for children.
don't delay. And think that after some time, qualified teachers will be there, like Vedas, and all children will be well educated. So this community will rise. Don't criticize each other, don't fight, and thus make a very beautiful community here, idea, where all Vaishnava can come. Don't block the door for anyone, like now is on that. You should know. Don't always open yourself. This door also. We have come to tell you, our religion is praying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna prema pradayate. And if you are in that line and quarreling, what is that praying? Charity begins from home. So first you should be praying for praying. If you have no prem to all living beings, how you can have your prem to Mahaprabhu Nityananda and Radha and Krishna? Have also this prem to trees, creepers, and worms and animals also, but be careful in the way, line of Sri Rupa Goswami. Always follow the instructions of Rupa Goswami. I'm telling you that I told you about dharma, that Sannyasi Maharaj asked that question. Dharma are of three kinds: anitya dharma, nemitic dharma, and nitya dharma. Nitya dharma, nemitic dharma, and anitya dharma. What is the translation? Eternal religion, nemitic, what nemitic? Occasional. But try to keep the name same. Occasional kind of really that. In bracket we can keep it occasional. But the nitya dharma is nitya dharma. Eternal. And namitya and anitya. There are so many kinds of religions in world. Really they are not dharma. So what is nitya dharma? Eternal. That is love and affection for him. And that will come in this world. How? Manifested in four kinds. That is the nature of Madhyam Adhikari. Have a respect, love and affection, preeti to higher Vaishnava. For equal, giving respect to them, Vaishnava. And those who are inferior, junior, have a love and affection, but how? Helping them, Harikatha. And those who are like neutral, offensive, neglected. This is, if you are doing, then do prem to Krishna. And subserving, serving. But, like Madhyama, what we can do?
Madhyam Adhikari devotee, Prema Maitri Kripa Peksha Jagaroti Ta Madhyama. That a devotee who is well situated in Madhyam Adhikar, he has the power of discrimination. And how does he use that? First of all, he will have deep love and attachment for the divine couple, for their lordship. That is called prema. Then,
Maitri. Prema will be only in Krishna. Here, Krishna means Radha Krishna, his associate, Mahaprabhu, his associate.
And then, Maitri. Maitri can be divided in three levels. Those who are senior to us and more advanced and exalted, we can have the mood of service towards them in a friendly manner. And those who are equal to that same level, we have a loving exchange with them. And those who are somewhat junior to us, we have a friendly relationship with them with affectionate mood. So this is comes under the term Maitri. Then Kripa. Kripa means being merciful towards those who are beginners on this path, namely Kanishtha Adhikari, because they need loving care to bring them up to high level of consciousness. Then the fourth stage is Upeksha. A Madhyama Adhikari devotee, he neglects those people who are completely averse to Krishna consciousness, or those who are having demonic mentality. They are offenders, they do not want to listen. So this is also one form of mercy. Why? By this way, Madhyama Adhikari devotee is actually blessing them that in the future they may be able to develop some samskara.
So we should try to follow this. Now come to that point. What is anitya? Anitya dharma. Where in that philosophy there is no need of Ishwar upasana. God. No God. God is not there in that philosophy. And soul is not eternal. But the thing that this body is myself and all his myness, oh, this son is mine, wife is mine, and all this. I'm Australian, I'm from England, I'm American, I'm Buddha, I'm this, I'm Indian. Where I am and myness, that, oh, my son, my daughter, my back, my garden, my office. They think like this. Oh, they are called anitya. And that what they do, they call anitya dharma. Well, the philosophy is that Brahma is there, God is there, and Atma is eternal also. But not accepting real bhakti, what they like they do to please him. These are what? Namaskrishna. And where? God is there, supreme. And jivas are eternal. And where there is theory that all the jivas are eternal servants of supreme Lord. And they follow strictly the principles of a real bhakti. Or this is called nitya bhakti. So you should know all this. Whether you are nitya, innitya dharma, eternal dharma, or namitic dharma, knowing all this but not totally following, then it will be and where you are following all these things but no belief in name, no belief in Krishna, no saranagati, no faith is strong, oh, this is only so hard. Try to follow eternal nitya dharma. And we have come and our class is going down. What you want to ask? Madhyama Adhikari are of three kinds. Madhyam Kanish, Madhyam, Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Oh, Madhyam Uttam by sons, oh, eight Ashtakali Lila they can do. They are qualified. In Madhyam Madhyam they will begin Raganuga Bhakti. So they can do. Your prem means bhakti no sagrahate. Or so much seek attachment to him.
Yes.
So we should try to follow all these things.
Chant.
Giving thanks to you that you are managing all these things. And try to do as I told. Here good center is there. There all kinds. Any Vaishnava comes to you, should try to listen. Whether he is in that and that or not. But he should be Vaishnava. Don't believe in Mayavadi. Don't associate with him. Now, you should know some basic principles of our Vaishnavism. What are they? Amnaya praha satsam. Harimiha paramam sarva saktim rasabdim. Sadbhinan sasya jivan satikavalitam. Veda ved prakasam satalmati. Sadhanam hare bhakti. Tatpiti nevai tupadashti ganan gaurukam. You should try to know all what are the 9, 10 principles that knows. Oh, whether lady, devotee, or married devotee, they should know all the 10 principles. There are 2 teachings. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? 1, the words of Chaitanya. And 2, Aradhyo Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam, Paramyakachit Upasana Padipati Bargena Jasalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Sumatko Maha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Sastrada. So both are one, but essence of the first or second word, Aradhyava, is the essence of first. So what is that? You should define one like that. One you, and like this. Amna hai. What is Amna? Also note down the 10 principles in your heart and in your paper. And where needed, you can boldly tell, oh, this is our philosophy.
Amnaya. Amnaya praha. This means to accept the Vedic teachings as they're coming down in our disciplic profession. So in the Vedas, there are vast teachings which are there. But not all the teachings in the Vedas are accepted in the line of pure devotional service. So Amnaya praha means specifically those teachings within the Vedic scriptures which are taken by our predecessor acharyas and which are given to us in line of disciplic profession. This is Amnaya praha.
What is the second? Shyamrani.
The Amnaya is in and of itself separate, and then it establishes the praman, or what is the evidence that is the Vedic scriptures accepted by our Guru Parampara. And then there are 9 principles that the Vedic literatures that are accepted by our Guru Parampara established, and that is called the Prameya. And the first is that Hari, Sri Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He's the Advaya Jnana Param Tattva. He's one without a second, and all other incarnations, manifestations, are coming from him. He's Ansi, or the source of all avatars, and other incarnations, Purusha avatars, Leela avatars, Guna avatars, are all emanations from him, is the first Pramaya established by the Praman or the Amnaya.
Something more? Oh, you should know, word Brahma and also Allah, God, though they are having some meaning. Brahma means, oh, very high. What? Who is perhaps most bigger, biggest? He is called also Allah. What is meaning of Allah? Most bigger. But Bhagavad Gita has very sweet meaning. A tattva who cannot be, who can be so much opulent, having so much opulent vigor, but if he cannot be very many times, then how he can be God? He cannot. Krishna in both ways. He is most biggest. Whole world is in his one. And he is everywhere. In the minute, in the one sun rays particle, he is there also. One thing, Krishna is everywhere. He is in us. He is in creeper, trees, a stone, dry stone, everywhere, in these roots. But why they are not speaking? If Krishna is everywhere, in atoms, in trees, creeper, we speak because Krishna is here. But why that book is not speaking? Why? Can you? But Krishna is here. And in simple words, you should say there is no soul, no jivatma. Where jivatma and paramatma both? There, or they can, we can see. Who are we? Or so. But in book, or Krishna is there, but not so. In trees, soul and super soul both are there. So they feel. And in their language, they may tell. So, Krishna is supreme. He can be minute, minute of the minute. And he can be biggest. Oh, Narayan has so many opulences. God has so many opulences. But the thing that he has no shape, he cannot come to us. But Krishna, Narayan cannot come. He cannot descend in his that form. But Krishna, very sweet. He is very pretty, very lovely. He can come like a son, like most beloved, like friend. Narayan cannot come. God, Khuda, Allah, they cannot come like this. So Krishna is supreme. Hari Paramahansa. Then Sarva Shaktiman, what?